We are here at the XLR Interop Summit, and we are going to talk to Sunny Agarwal, who, when I hear the word interoperability, I definitely think Sunny. He's been in the Cosmos ecosystem since Cosmos was born, so he is the king of interoperability if he accepts that title. So we're going to go talk to Sunny right after we talk to some of these fantastic sponsors that make this show possible.
Kraken is our strategic sponsor for 2023. Why? Because Kraken has been around for over 12 years and has proven itself to be deeply aligned with the crypto industry. Trusted, centralized crypto platforms are hard to come by these days, which makes the few remaining ones even more valuable. With over 9 million users and not a cent lost, choosing Kraken as our strategic sponsor for 2023 was a no-brainer. We need exchanges like Kraken to provide the on-ramps to get people to go bankless. And Kraken's emphasis on security and transparency makes us feel good about having them as a sponsor. If you're unsure about your centralized exchange or on-ramp, perhaps open an account with Kraken today. And if you're unsure about the rest of Web3, well, then maybe you should get your learn on with MetaMask Learn. Learning about crypto is hard. There's no one out there to hold your hand to get into this industry until now. MetaMask Learn is the best place I've ever seen to send someone to learn everything there is to know about Web3. If you're a company trying to onboard employees, or you're a son or daughter trying to onboard your boomer parents, MetaMask Learn is the place to send them. Interactive and engaging lessons, making learning about Web3 fun and easy. Now, once you're through Kraken's gates and you've taken the MetaMask course on what's a DEX, you're safe to make your first stop into the world of DeFi. Where better to start other than Uniswap? Uniswap is, of course, a decentralized exchange for crypto asset trades and swaps, but it's now also an NFT aggregator as well, making Uniswap some of the best decentralizing trading tech that's out there. Uniswap's big announcement at ETH Denver is their Uniswap wallet, which is waiting to get released to the public as soon as Apple stops being a big old bully about crypto apps in the App Store. Uniswap is basically on every chain that's relevant in the crypto ecosystem. So if you want to use Uniswap, but with the cheapest possible fees, then use Uniswap on Arbitrum. The Arbitrum Layer 2 is the host of Ethereum's most vibrant DeFi and NFT communities. Arbitrum is already surpassing the ETH Layer 1 in transaction volume, and it's not even close to full capacity. With so many vibrant communities on Arbitrum, Arbitrum is a good place to call home for the era of Layer 2s. Speaking of settling into new homes, the Phantom Wallet is now available on both Ethereum and Polygon. That's right, the number one wallet on Solana is expanding into the Ethereum ecosystem. Phantom is the one wallet for everything. Displaying NFTs, making NFT trades, swapping tokens, staking tokens. So if you're a multi-chain surfer or an NFT power user, then the Phantom Wallet is for you. It also comes in mobile. Check it out at phantom.app. Now, let's get into the interview.
Bank of the Station, we are back at the Interop Summit, hosted by Axelar, and I'm here with Sunny Agarwal. And when I hear the word interoperability, I think of Sunny. How's it going, Sunny?
I'm doing great.
Are you just vibing in this conference that is really custom-built for you to vibe in?
Yes, it is. I'm getting to spread the word.
Yeah. So tell me about, as somebody who is largely inside of the EVM world, what is the new meta in the interop world?
The new meta... Well, Axelar is definitely helping bridge the EVM and IBC worlds. There are new stuff that they're building. It helps you like send messages between EVM chains to Cosmos SDK chains very seamlessly. So really excited about that coming about.
What I've understood with Axelar, and I've only really learned about it in this last like 24 hours, is that it is like the Cosmos between Cosmos and Ethereum.
Yep.
Is that a fair like metaphor?
Yeah, that's right. It's a Cosmos SDK built app chain that lets, it's a bridge app chain basically. So, you know, you have like many bridges, they're all like multi-sig based and stuff, whether it's Wormhole, multi-chain, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, Axelar is similar, but instead of being a multi-sig, it's a proof of stake based bridging solution.
Okay, so how is that different from other things like ThorChain, for example? Like there are, or like Ren Protocol.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other proof of stake middleware chains. Is Axelar really all that different from all those?
So ThorChain, it uses similar technology to ThorChain, but ThorChain is like, it doesn't let you do bridging. It only lets you use their bridges for ThorChain swaps.
Okay.
And this is part of their whole security model where they don't want you to use it to bridge stuff, right? And that's cool technology, but you know, we can't use it with Osmosis, right?
Sure.
You can think of it almost like Osmosis plus Axelar equals ThorChain.
Okay.
And so we've sort of fragmented these two things out. We were like, hey, at Osmosis, should we be building our own bridges? And we looked at all the bridge hacks that were happening. We're like, that is a responsibility and risk that we don't want to take on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find a team that is like really solid and understands this stuff really well. And that's, we went through this whole decentralized bridge bake-off process. And we kind of came to the conclusion that Axelar is the team that has the best bridging tech in the entire space, in our opinion.
Okay, and how much of that opinion is shared by others? Is that your opinion, or is that kind of the consensus and why there are so many big names here at the Axelar Interop event?
So I think like part of it is like this is like a generalized interop event, so a lot of people have been coming. But I think like Osmosis picking Axelar as our canonical bridge, that helped like get them on the map.
Starting point,
and
sure.
then yeah. basically every other Cosmos chain started using them as well. And now they're starting to be used by, you know, I think Polygon Supernets are planning on using them. They're a partner for the new base roll-up. Mm-hmm. So I think they're starting to get more and more traction. And what I really liked about them is they're like, they have a lot of functionality, both from the cool features and security functionality that I think other bridges just don't have right now.
Okay, so just to really test my knowledge here, it is a Cosmos IBC chain, and it also, by the nature of what it is, can also connect to non-Cosmos IBC chains through its proof-of-stake consensus.
Correct, cool. Yes. So it uses a more traditional multi-sig style bridge system. Not multi-sig, but like, right. you know, validator-controlled... like deposit system to talk to EVM chains. So they've connected to Ethereum, Avalanche, Polygon, Arbitrum, BSC, a couple mm-hmm. others, Phantom. But then to talk to Cosmos chains, it uses IBC.
Okay.
And what's really nice is that means for something like Osmosis to talk to Ethereum, we don't have to have our own bridge protocol.
Right.
We just talk IBC to Axelar, and Axelar acts like a translation layer for us to talk to EVM chains.
Okay, so it's a translation layer. Is there bridge risk here? So if Axelar is talking to Ethereum and Phantom and then also Cosmos, how much bridge risk is there present in the system?
Yeah, so it is a, you know, you could call it like a custodial bridge, right? Okay. The Axelar validators, their proof of stake system is custodying the assets that are bridged right. from the EVM chain. So there is bridge risk. Part of the things that the security stuff that, you know, the Osmosis team, we work with Axelar to design like things like rate limiting. So basically we have this system where like, only 20% of the Axelar bridge's TVL can be removed in a 6-hour period. Mm. And otherwise, it triggers a circuit breaker. And this is the kind of stuff, you know, if you look at traditional finance systems, a lot of the security properties come from these circuit breaker-style systems.
Sure.
And that's what we've been working with the Axelar team to, like, bring these security mechanisms. And that's one of the things that, I don't know, I sleep better at night knowing that, like, okay, even if there was some sort of bridge hack or something on Axelar,
right.
the losses are capped.
Right, stop loss for bridge hacks. Yeah.
yeah.
So is the bridge that connects Axelar to Ethereum and Axelar to Phantom, those are two separate bridges, not one single bridge, correct? So there's not one central bridge that would collapse all the other bridges, right?
Correct, but right. it is run by the same validator set.
Right, yes, okay. Well, yeah, security by validator set, I feel like, is a pretty known quantity.
Yeah.
It's that independent bridge from chain to chain that always seems to be the weak link in all these systems.
Yeah.
And so Axelar still kind of it has to work around that kind of risk dependency, right?
Right.
Okay.
I guess to talk to every EVM chain, it's using a similar implementation.
Sure, right.
So if there's a contract risk, you can imagine that same contract right. risk probably exists on multiple
sure.
chains. So, but then Axelar is working on non-EVM bridges as well. And that's mm-hmm. kind of what they were announcing at this event was like basically building an SDK that allows mm-hmm. more people to build pluggable bridges into Axelar.
Okay, moving on from Axelar, because I know you're actually more of a Cosmos guy, just speaking on yeah. Axelar's behalf. What's going on in the Cosmos ecosystem? What are people really excited about? What's the meta there?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing of the last 1 month probably is the Mars launch.
Mm.
So Mars is a lending app chain, and they just sort of launched recently. And so, you know, in Cosmos, there have been a couple lending applications, but none
sure.
of them had real product market fit yet. Until like Mars launch, and they hit their, you know, they have these borrow caps for security reasons,
sure.
and I think they hit their borrow caps within 3 hours of launch,
mm-hmm.
and so you know they're slowly upping that. But like, you know, so far in Cosmos, we've had a lot of DEXs. Obviously, Cosmos
right.
Osmosis is the biggest one, but lending mm-hmm. and borrowing and margin trading is sort of the next big DeFi use case that needs to come, and we've been working very closely with the Mars team to enable that, and I'm really excited because like there's a lot of cool things that we're able to do with Mars because of how closely our teams are working together.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that makes like margin trading on Ethereum not as efficient as it could be is that the Aave protocol doesn't know about Uniswap. They act mm-hmm. as independent protocols.
Right.
But in our case, the Osmosis DEX knows about the Mars protocol. The Mars protocol knows about the Osmosis DEX, and this allows us to do a lot of cool capital efficiency sort of things, a lot more efficient liquidations, all sorts of cool stuff.
And so, okay, so like these things can be like oracles for each other just because of the on-chain state that's passed between each app layer or app chain. Is that a feature that is unique to app chains?
It's not unique to app chains. It's unique to collaborating apps.
Okay.
Like,
I love the nuance on that one. That was good.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like, so for example, Mars uses Osmosis TWAPs.
Sure.
It allows you to use Osmosis LP shares as collateral.
Uh-huh.
It's liquidations. Instead of doing an auction system similar to what Maker, Compound, Aave do, they actually execute against on-chain liquidity on Osmosis.
Sure, cool.
And the coolest thing is this thing called credit accounts, mm-hmm. where what you can do is you can borrow. And so in Aave today, right, let's say to borrow $100 of USDC, you have to put down $150
right.
of ETH.
Right.
In Mars, with the credit accounts, you can put down $50 of Atom as collateral, and you can borrow $100 of USDC. How is this possible? Isn't this under-collateralized?
Right.
The trick is that it's borrowed into a special credit smart contract account. Think of it like a smart contract wallet that you're only allowed, all you can do with it is do certain margin trading on certain pools. And the Mars protocol has the ability to liquidate
right.
from the credit out account directly.
Right. Right. And so you're giving it into a custodial account that limits what you can do, but you still have more capital available to you.
Yeah. That's smart cool. contract custodial, right?
Right?
It's
yes.
like it can only yes. pull from your account if a liquidation is triggered.
Right. Right, so you get to, it's under collateralized lending, but with constraints on what you can do with that.
Exactly.
That's
this
cool.
is how margin trading works on centralized exchanges, right?
Sure.
If
yeah.
you have a margin account, you can't withdraw money off of the centralized
right.
exchange.
Right, right. That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
So I heard a take recently that Cosmos is really DeFi focused, as in there's most of the innovation in the Cosmos land is DeFi. There's less gaming, there's less identity. How does that take ring true for you? And what are the other non-DeFi parts of Cosmos?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously I spend my time focusing on the DeFi
sure.
side of things, but there are things going on. So Stargaze is like this NFT platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple of, you know, we mentioned the Bad Kids. I think when I mentioned it on the Bankless episode, Bad Kids had this like huge uptick in popularity
mm-hmm.
since then.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of projects working on a lot of cool gaming stuff. So like,
mm-hmm.
There's this project called Argus.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, he was a friend of mine. He was one of the builders of Dark Forest,
mm-hmm.
and he realized that, like, hey, the Cosmos SDK actually gives us the ability to build a lot more powerful, like,
mm-hmm.
on-chain, fully on-chain gaming things, and so he's building this project called Argus that will enable a lot more, like, gaming app chains and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to see the initial proliferation of other use cases as well.
So how does, because of Cosmos, of what it is, the whole, like, app chain mesh layer, in contrast, you have Ethereum with the central shared security. The Ethereum community, as a result, I call it kind of more cohered. And Cosmos is a little, what is the state of the broad set of the Cosmos app chains community? Are they like, is each app chain its own community? Is there one broad Cosmos community? Like, give us the topology of the Cosmos, like, social layer.
Yeah, so there's definitely this, like, meta thing where it's like, people are often community members of specific popular app chains, like,
mm-hmm.
Osmosis has its own community. Kujira,
mm-hmm.
which is another popular DEX, has its own community. Juno will have its own community. But then, at the same time, we're all, like, citizens of the Cosmos
right.
as a whole. And it's kind of like, you know, I'm a citizen of, you know, I grew up in New Jersey, so I'm a New Jerseyan, but
right.
I'm also
right.
an American, right? And so it's just like, you kind of have both layers going on.
Cool. And then
so there's always a little bit of, like, people are often like, oh, there's so much drama
right.
in Cosmos. But, like, I think people, it's a little bit overblown, actually,
sure.
to be honest. Like, I think there's often a lot of drama within Ethereum as well,
yeah.
right? You had Uniswap, SushiSwap
right.
fight. You had
right.
Compound Aave. You
right.
have, today, now you have Optimism versus
mm-hmm.
Arbitrum, right?
right?
And so you see similar things. But mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, everyone is still, like, very tied with this larger Cosmos
right.
vision and community.
Yeah, like, sports teams are still all watching the same sport, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sonny, we got a lot left in the ETH Denver conference. It's just Tuesday, and it goes all the way until Saturday. What's left on your schedule? What's left on your itinerary?
When tomorrow, really looking for checking out WalletCon. Just, I don't know, just interested. I recently downloaded a new browser, and I'm like, this is an opportunity to try out some new wallets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just been playing around with a bunch of different wallets and exploring, like, wow, there's so much cool innovation that's happening. So excited to go check that out. Thursday, there's like this shared security summit hosted by Eigenlayer and Babylon. So I'll be giving a talk there about mesh security and how that's like the future of Cosmos shared security. And then on the weekend, I'll just be hacking at the hackathon.
And Sunny, could you walk us through your sweater, please?
Yeah, this is just our Osmosis Christmas sweater. We did a test batch run this year just for the core development team. I figured, why wear a Christmas sweater only 1 month a year? I'm going to wear it in February. Who cares? But I think, we definitely want to figure out how to get these on-chain, something more like Unisox by next year.
Sunny, thank you for always walking me through this interoperability world, which, again, I definitely need a guide, and you are always a good one. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.